Country music superstar Miranda Lambert has a new album out. It's called Wild Card, a title that really could fit any of the albums she has released over the last decade and a half. The singer-songwriter has figured out how to please her fans and give the industry what it expects without compromising what she wants. Julie Height has more.
How many of those costumes are you going to wear tonight?
On the first day of Miranda Lambert's tour, a brand new black bodysuit embellished with sequins, silver stars, and fringe hangs on the rack in her dressing room.
Is that not country and western? Although I haven't tried it on stage yet, I'm just hoping it doesn't bust anywhere.
It's Lambert's style to poke fun at showbiz glitz just hours before she plays an arena show with an elaborate lighting rig and three massive video screens. Ever since she was growing up in small-town East Texas, Lambert's biggest ambition has been turning three guitar chords into something sturdy and meaningful.
My favorite song, even when I was like 12, was Desperado's Waiting for a Train by Guy Clark, and Hello in There by John Prine, and I was kind of listening to music way older than me, and I loved it. Alison Moore was one that totally changed my life. My first songs weren't very good, but I was already headed in a direction that wanted to be a writer and say something and not just have fluff. And it's from all the music I grew up on, truly.
Lambert brought that youthful conviction to her dealings with the industry. She was wary of handing her career over to people who might try to mold her into their idea of a marketable performer.
I just had to tell the whole label in a conference room, and I was scared, but I was like, look, I don't dance around in halter tops. I don't cut pop songs. I'm a country singer from Texas, and I'm going to be who I am. I'd rather not be here and waste any of our time. And I mean, at that moment, my life could have changed completely. They could have said, well, you're not easy to work with, bye.
But they didn't. They more or less left her alone to record her 2005 debut. Forget your high society, I'm soaking in kerosene.
Light them up and watch them burn, teach them what they need to learn. I got to be honest with you. When her first record came out and I heard it, I thought, we're going to have a pretty good career.
Scotty Ray has been playing guitar with Lambert since she was 17.
But we're going to get to like this level and then we'll just kind of level off. Because in my experience, people that were trying to break the norm a little bit, that's what you usually do. You have a nice little career, but you never go up here.
Neither the first album nor the second generated a ton of radio airplay. Even so, Miranda Lambert developed a vivid persona thanks to the characters on her songs, especially when she played women pushed to the point of fighting back.
Yeah, I'm firebrand, fiery, all these words people use to describe me, my early couple of records, that's all people thought of me. And I thought to myself, that's going to get old fast, and I'm going to get older. I can't always be banging my head, screaming at people, you know what I mean? Like, that's part of it, but...
There were other stories she wanted to tell, other tones she wanted to strike. I feel like the flowers in this vase, he just brought them home. Lambert adapted to the demands of country stardom at her own pace, finding some co-writers she was comfortable with among the ranks of Music Row pros, and letting a stylist coax her out of t-shirts and jeans. Her longtime manager, Marianne Kraft, says Lambert became a savvy partner in her own business.
At this point, she understands she's not just a singer-songwriter. She knows she's a brand. And it's something that we collaborated together. She's not like 10% of the equation. She's 50% of what makes this a whole. That's why it's good, and that's why it's authentic, because she's all in.
It wasn't until Lambert's 10th single in 2009 that she started scoring big radio hits. She could have kept her focus on repeating that success. Instead, she started a band on the side, the frisky down-home trio Pistol Annies, with Ashley Monroe and Angelina Presley. Somebody had to set a bad example. Teach all the prim and proper what not to do. especially when Rose says it was remarkable that Lambert would show such solidarity with a couple of songwriters who weren't well-known at the time.
And it'll never not be odd to me to think about us going out, nobody having a clue who we were, and then it started catching on. And thank God, because Miranda really took a big risk. You know, I always felt like, what if we go out there and everybody's like, get these girls off the stage. You know, we want to hear you.
Lambert took a different kind of risk in 2016 after her high-profile marriage to a fellow country star came to an end. She made an emotionally intricate double album.
Hey there, Mr. Tin Man. You don't know how lucky you are. You shouldn't spend your whole life wishing for something bound to fall apart.
She even stopped doing interviews for a while.
I guess I got selfish and sad. And when you get selfish and sad as an artist, you're going to make a record like The Way He Swings. That's what you're going to do.
Now, Lambert's decided it's time for the opposite approach.
If you wear a white shirt to a crawfish bowl, stonewashed jeans while you're changing the oil, when you find yourself dating the bridesmaid's ex, you accidentally bring him to the wedding. What?
Miranda Lambert can deliver tunes with broad appeal while also giving herself room to explore. She's changed producers for the first time in a decade and a half and mixed in cosmopolitan touches that piqued her interest when she married a New Yorker in January.
You say so many things about, like, this is what I'm doing, this is who I am, and then you grow. If you don't, there's a problem. I'm still stubborn and hard-headed and believe what I believe, but I also am like, I can calm down because it worked. I have a career, like, people heard me, I don't have to scream it out anymore, like, so I'm just more open.
But to be clear, still the one supplying the vision. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.